13, 1 through 17. So if you want to look in your Bibles there, that's where we'll be, with a particular focus on 1 through 5. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already tempted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. And so he got up from the meal, and he took off his outer clothing. And he put around his waist servants' clothes, a towel, what the servants would normally wear. And then he got some water in a basin. And he took it. And kneeling down, he took it and he washed his disciples' feet, one by one by one. He washed them. You know, there's something about feet. They're dirty. I don't know if you've looked at your feet. I've looked at my feet. And they're dirty. They're really dirty. And what's interesting is that if you were going to go to a party, you would wash up. You would take a bath for that week. I don't know how often they bathe, but they would take a bath for that day. But you know, you still got to put on those stinky sandals, and then you got to walk through what was in the streets, whatever that might be. Remember, there's no sewer systems. There's no disposals. There's no way to wash away the filth. And they would tread their way to where Jesus was, meet him in this upper room. Now, normally, this was a job that a servant would do if you had money. If you had money, they would, you know, they would do that. The master would say, hey, go wash their feet, my guests. But if not, then a bowl would be set and you would be asked to wash your own feet before the meal. And you'd wash your feet, getting off the muck that you'd picked up along the way. But it was Jesus. Jesus is the one who took off his outer clothing and put on servant's clothes and wrapped it around his waist and began to wash their feet. This was Jesus, the rabbi, the teacher, the healer, the one who raised the dead and cast out demons and was quick-witted with the Pharisees. He calmed the seas. He gets up from the table, takes off his tunic, and puts on this servant's attire. Have you ever washed and washed and washed, but still found that you are dirty? Well, I got a funny story for you. When I was in college as a freshman, I lived in a big dorm, a men's dorm at Geneva College, and I had a couple of roommates, five roommates. And on this particular night, I needed some time away from these guys. And so as the campus had bought up property around the area, there were houses that were just sort of there with nice porches. This one happened to be on the ground level. And so I got away for the evening and went to one of these porches just to have a nice, quiet time. And I'm sitting there and, you know, just kind of probably reading my Bible. I can't remember exactly what I'm doing. But suddenly I heard scratch, 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 scratch. And I go, and then suddenly, oh, gosh. Oh, And immediately I knew that smell. A skunk had just gotten me. And I ranked of that stench. He had gotten it all over me. It was in my nose and could taste it. Ugh. And so I immediately thought, oh, I'll go back to my dorm. But then I thought, what am I? I'm crazy. And the night progressed to get colder and colder and colder. And I waited till it seemed like the campus was dead quiet, probably 1-2 o'clock in the morning. And I snuck my way back into that dorm and ripped off those clothes and shoved them in the washroom, poured probably half a gallon of detergent in there, and then snuck off and then rubbed my skin pink to get this nasty smell out of my body. Oh, I felt so embarrassed. The next morning, folks were saying, man, do you smell that skunk? It's so close. That was me. They had no idea. And I kept it quiet until after college. You aren't the first audience, but definitely the largest group of people I've ever told that story to. I was so embarrassed. So embarrassed. Man, I was dirty. What's interesting in this passage is that we only have one person who actually speaks. Peter, you know, of the whole 11 guys, I guess they were speechless. And then only Peter speaks. And it says, he, Jesus, came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Peter said, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? And Jesus replied, do you not realize that what I'm doing? You do not realize that what I'm doing, but later you will understand. No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you will have no part of me. Peter, it seems, the only one who put up a fight about being washed. You shall never wash my feet. They're stinky. They're dirty. They have camel dung on them. No way, Jesus. You may not wash my feet. You see, even in the Jewish households, even if you had slaves who were Jews, this was below that, so that not even Jewish slaves and servants were allowed to wash feet. This was culturally unacceptable. This was terribly unacceptable. Yet what do we find? But Peter, you know, Jesus says, hey, unless I get to wash you, you'll have no part of me. Well, then Peter's like, well, hey, then wash it all, you know, just, you know, pour it on, you know. And Jesus is like, ah, oh, no, Peter. No, you're missing it. You're missing it. Peter, unless you let me wash your dirty feet, I can't welcome you as my guest. Remember, I said this was a form of hospitality. I can't welcome you as my guest, Peter. And so Peter says, hey, well, then all of me, you know, he's kind of getting this thing that, wait, I need to do this like religious thing, this ceremonial thing. Then bathe all of me. But Jesus says, only those who've had a bath need only wash their feet. Their whole body is now clean. You see, Peter thinks it's just a ceremony. You know, he had seen this done with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They were very particular about the religious rule of the Old Testament. And the Old Testament again and again talks about that you need to be washed to be clean. Again and again. But this is all ceremonial or ritual cleaning. And so he's familiar with this. And yet he misses it. You see, ceremonial cleaning was not the point. Was not what Jesus was going for. Because Jesus is talking to Peter and saying, there's something more here. It isn't about the outside, Peter. It's about the inside. And for all the disciples, that's what he's telling them. Hey, this is I'm doing something here. This is something that's metaphorical. There's something happening here. You see, the cleansing needs to happen on the inside, not the outside. You see, Jesus washes their dirty, untouchable feet to demonstrate his great love for not just the clean parts, but the despicable parts as well, the ones no one would touch. And only Jesus, in the way that only a true Savior could, reaches down and washes even the unseen parts of who they are. You see, no matter what these disciples had stepped into along the way, Jesus was washing it away. This should not surprise us, you know. How many untouchables did Jesus reach down and touch? Dead bodies, the sick, the lame, those bleeding, those possessed. All the untouchables, by the way. Yet, what did Jesus do? He touched them. He touched the untouchables. He touched them all. And now Jesus touches the untouchable parts of the disciples. The parts that, no, Jesus, no. No, Jesus. You see, I kind of feel like I know that feeling. I was so embarrassed when that skunk sprayed me. I was like, no, I'm not going to get my friends, my relatives, my family. I'm getting no one. This is too rank for anyone to come near. Don't come near anybody. I smell. And I hid myself for years of that story. Years of that story. Jesus touches these disciples in a beautiful, an amazing way, a way completely unexpected. Many of you are disciples of Jesus. You've committed your life to Him, and you're actively pursuing a relationship with Him as your Lord and Savior. But I have to ask you this question. Are there dirty places in your life that you would say, no, no, Jesus, you can't enter there. Don't go there. It's off limits. Are there places that you're ashamed to bring to Jesus? Maybe it's your family history. Maybe it's a rap sheet somewhere in some office. Maybe it's those skeletons in your closet. Things you have done. Things you have left undone. Things maybe that have been done to you. It could be on the inside. Thoughts, desires. Things that you know don't please God, but yet you know that they come up and they're in there. They're in your thoughts. Your secret addictions, that things that you've hidden away so carefully that no one hides those tracks. No one knows that those tracks are there. Those things you turn and look to Jesus and say, you can have these things, but this one, that door's locked. It's closed. Caution tape. Don't enter. Don't look. Don't look at me, Jesus. Turn away. But my friends, Jesus knows it all, right? You are laid bare before the Lord. Oh my. But you're laid there before the Lord as I think of even myself. I'm laid bare before the Lord. All of me. All my mind, all my heart, all my body. It's all there for Him to see. Hebrews 4:13 says, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him whom we must give an account. Friends, what's amazing, beautiful, delightful about Jesus is He wants to wash that too. Those places you've closed the door to that you think no one else knows about. Jesus knows those things. And He wants to wash you clean. He wants to wash you right there in your dirty places. He didn't tell the disciples, right, wash your feet and then I'll wash them. No, it took them right there with all the stuff that they had picked up along the way. And so tonight, The places that you're ashamed of, that are dirty, bring them to Jesus and have them washed. You know, there's an old song that probably many of you know. It's called Nothing But the Blood. Nothing But the Blood. The first line goes, "What can wash my sin away?" Friends, take a moment. What is that sin? What can make me whole again is the next start of that, another line. What are the places that are broken, that need made whole? What are those things that you're ashamed of? I love the refrain, nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Will you sing with me this song, a cappella? What can wash? Jesus died so his blood would flow and wash you and wash me. Wash my sins, our sins away. And if you're like me, there's a lot of them. There's many. And so as Jeremy comes and prays, bring those things before Jesus in your heart, confessing that they're dirty and can be only cleansed by his blood. Amen.